Jed Gurton had compiled more than enough evidence of wrongdoing. The hard part was finding someone who'd listen to him. It was 1994, and Gurton was a computer systems specialist at what was then the Department of Travel and Tourism. Gurton's supervisor had sought to steer a valuable contract toward a firm that had no business winning the bid.
I go through as many reasonable stages as I can to try and get the people who are above me to say, stop this. This isn't the way it's supposed to be.
Unable to solve the problem internally, Gurton blew the whistle publicly. And when his supervisor learned of his breach, Gurton quickly found himself frozen out at the government agency he'd spent 12 years climbing the ladder.
You become the bad guy. A snitch is a snitch is a snitch. That's the reality of it.
Gurton, a Montpelier resident who went on to win a small cash settlement for his treatment at the hands of his superiors, is among the voices calling on lawmakers to strengthen whistleblower protections. State Auditor Doug Hoffer says ensuring anonymity for whistleblowers is one way to get more of them to come forward.
You don't want people to think, oh, I have to hire a lawyer and go through the process before I can just find some safe place and tell someone what I know. And that's what I want to do, is create a safe place.
During his time in office, Hoffer says he hasn't seen many employees claim abuse of government resources, but he says there's no doubt it's happening.
Because this is a $5 billion enterprise staffed by human beings. It doesn't matter whether you're a private sector company or a state or a city. It's not uncommon. It's always been the way that there are abuses of power.
Kate Duffy is the commissioner of the Department of Human Resources. Duffy says the people managing state government have a vested interest in ensuring that bad actors are exposed. Duffy says the state already has a whistleblower protection statute.
But the auditor did indicate that he had had a situation where he felt that there was a need to protect a whistleblower. And to me, if that's what it takes, I mean, if it's one person or if it's 20, we want to make sure that people feel that they're protected under our whistleblower laws.
The House earlier this year approved legislation that would guarantee anonymity for state employees who come to Hoffer's office with evidence of fraud or abuse. The Vermont ACLU has raised concerns about the bill's impact on open government, but the legislation looks to have a clear path through the Senate. Gurton says anonymity will be helpful, but he says the state also needs to devise a better process for vetting allegations of abuse. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.